Tony D on the third shift.
This guy's on. That too.
Back to the Quick and Loud Studios.
And back to Tony D.
It's Tony D here on the Nighttime on Yahoo Sports Radio. And again, taking a look at the upcoming NFL playoff weekend. Well, the Seattle Seahawks have gone to the Super Bowl the last 2 years. And if they're going to make it a third trip, they will do it as the sixth seed in the NFC. But they are considered one of the dangerous teams in the postseason. And Jen Mueller joins us from Root Sports to explain what the Seahawks are like coming into the postseason. How are you, Jen?
I am well, thank you. I'm really keeping my fingers crossed that the cold weather gear that I have ordered does in fact show up in time where I'm going to be in a world of hurt on Sunday.
You got to explain this because it's a different, it gets cold in Seattle, but it's not Minnesota cold, right? I mean, this is going to be very, very cold.
Yeah, no, it's been cold here in Seattle, but cold here is like upper 20s, low 30s, a little bit of rain, a little bit of wind. Yeah, zero is going to be testing it in a all new level on Sunday for sure.
I said earlier that this is one of the more dangerous, despite their seeding, this is one of the dangerous teams in the postseason because of the way they're playing now. Jen, give us an idea of what is clicking for Seattle right now. Why are they dangerous?
Well, I think just about everything is clicking right now, and especially when you take a look at the offense, and it does get stronger with Marshawn Lynch expected to be back on Sunday. And I think what they've really done well, they've made the adjustment across the offensive line, and you saw them against Arizona on Sunday do a lot of misdirection and just keep that defense going sideline to sideline. And those quick passes when Russell was under pressure, I think that's made the biggest difference, is that tempo and timing and having him get the ball out quicker has helped that offense put up some massive numbers.
How were they able to do the things that they've been doing without Thomas Rawls?
Well, they have a pretty good stable of backs, and I think what you're really seeing and as far as the running game go, is the offensive line that's clicking. It's amazing because they were missing two starters last week, but it does go to show that the communication is there. Patrick Lewis has been really good at center. And Kristen Michael is an explosive running back. And I think Sunday in Arizona, you saw what all the hype was about. The potential hype and what he could potentially do on the field. He showed that. He runs hard. He can run explosively and run fast. He will be a really nice complement to Marshawn Lynch.
A lot of the attention on Russell Wilson and how he's played down the stretch. Jen, have you seen what difference have you seen in him this year than the years where he's led the team and won a Super Bowl?
Well, I think that he has just matured in a different level of his game. Lots of people didn't think he could throw deep, didn't think he had an arm, didn't think he could see the field as well as other cornerbacks. I think he took another step forward. And, this team got even closer after their loss to Arizona in November. And I think they really understood that now, that was the time to turn it on. But Russell's just added a new dimension to his game. He can see the coverages and the protections a little bit better and a little different than he could in previous years. And Pete Carroll said this week, he's only 4 years in. He gets even better from here.
Jen Mueller joining us from Root Sports as Seattle will take on the Minnesota Vikings coming up this weekend in the NFL playoffs. As far as the wide receiver core, how important has Doug Baldwin been in this stretch of games that the Seattle has won?
It has been unbelievable, the production that he and Russell Wilson have had. In fact, no receiver quarterback combo has done what they have done in the last 10 years. And how about this? He's getting about 25% of the target right now for what Russell is throwing. He is making the catch on 80% of those. He's got over 1,000 yards. He was tied for the league lead with 14 touchdowns, and he does it with a fraction of the targets of any of the other receivers out there. His catch percentage is unbelievable, and I think you see just the trust and the faith and the confidence that Russell has in throwing Doug's direction.
Defensively, we've seen this team over the last couple of years play some of the best defense we see in the NFL. Is it the same level of defense that we're getting in this year's unit, or is it slightly different?
I think it's slightly different because the personnel, different people have stepped up and had career years like a Michael Bennett and Cliff Avril's playing out of his mind, but you're still getting the same effort. Anytime you lead the league in points allowed, fewest points allowed, you're doing something right. And the Seahawks have done it for 4 years. here's what impresses me most about that. They've done it with three different defensive coordinators and a number of players that have swapped out, gone to other teams, free agents that have come in, and they still manage to be consistent. The scheme has not changed at all. It's just different people stepping up. But in general, what you're going to get is a defense that's tough against the run and is going to challenge you when you want to go deep.
They played about a month ago, the Vikings and the Seahawks, and Seattle took care of business, winning 38-7. But, you know, different teams and playing again, and things have changed. But what's the consensus on that game, and what can we take out of that game to what we're going to see this weekend?
Well, I think that they are going to go back and look and just kind of make comparisons. But Minnesota was pretty banged up on defense, and they do have some of those pieces back. If Linval Joseph is available to play, that's going to make a big difference for what Seattle's trying to do on offense. And I think Seattle was fairly healthy in that game. That was one of the games that they got on a roll. They know that Adrian Peterson, the chances of holding him to, I believe it was 18 yards for a second time this season, that would seem to be a little unrealistic this time around. They know that he's dangerous. I think that they're going to learn a few things, but playoff football is different, especially in zero-degree temperatures.
You brought up Marshawn Lynch, who could be available this weekend. Can you give us an insight on where he is? I don't know how open they are with injuries and recovery, but what's the info on Marshawn Lynch in terms of how healthy will he be?
Well, he's expected to play, and he's expected to get about 20 carries, which would be a normal workload for him. Worth pointing out that he's only reached that mark twice this year because of the injuries, and even before he had surgery, he still wasn't at 100%. He is back at practice. He'll be out there tomorrow. We'll have a little bit of a better idea of how he's moving, but he's been at the facility all week long. His trainer that he's worked with in California says he looks good. Pete Carroll says he wouldn't be back if he wasn't ready to play. So I would expect beast mode to be unleashed. He has had 6 100-yard rushing games in 10 playoff appearances. This guy knows how to turn it off.
Jen Mueller, again, Root Sports, joining us as Seattle takes on Minnesota in the NFC wildcard playoffs. Jen, what kind of year has this been for Seattle? Because when you come off a Super Bowl loss like they did, that one play kind of lingers. Some people can throw it out. Other people kind of it hangs around a while. How did they handle that? What kind of year has this been for Seattle?
Pete Carroll came out actually this week and said that it has been hard, and he acknowledged for the first time. You know, he's always about looking forward and making sure that you're focused on what's ahead. And this week he acknowledged that it was a really, really tough thing for this team to do because everybody heals and moves past it at their own rate, and it takes a while. And there was a little bit of a Super Bowl hangover at the beginning of this year, and it's hard to keep climbing that mountain year after year. I would say that it has been a challenging year all the way around for the team. They've had a lot of success recently, but it has been challenging. And I would say that this might be one of the finest coaching jobs that Pete Carroll has ever done in being able to bring his team together at the right time. If they win a few games in the playoffs, you know, it's nothing like that Super Bowl year the first time around, but boy, is this an impressive effort.
Yeah, how does Pete Carroll address this season? I mean, he's had the years where they were dominant and they had home field and they won the Super Bowl and then they went back again. But this was challenging, losing personnel, starting off 0-2, coming off the bye week, losing to Arizona, feeling the momentum in the division switch. Has this been the way they've closed out the season? Has it been satisfying for him the way they're playing right now?
Well, not satisfying the way that they played against St. Louis in the last home game of the year, but he actually did say Sunday after that win in Arizona that, yeah, that's exactly what he was looking for. He needed them to be back on track. He wanted to feel good after that game, said that he felt great after that one. He takes a lot of pride in being able to finish a game, being able to finish a season, and to see his team do that in such incredible fashion, yeah, I think that was very satisfying for him. And just like any win that you're going to get potentially on the road for this playoffs, we'll have a little extra satisfaction to it as well.
Jen Mueller, again, Root Sports in Seattle. Great talking to you as always. I really appreciate it.
Problem. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Jen Mueller, again, they're going to go up to cold Minnesota on Sunday. to take on the Vikings. Again, a team they beat up on early part of December. They won 38-7. And I throw that out there, and I give you the caveat of, listen, how many times have we seen something like that and it doesn't mean a thing? But there are some nuggets that you take out of that. They did play. Seattle did win pretty handedly. Minnesota was banged up. Minnesota is going to watch the tape just like Seattle to try to find some nooks and crannies from that game of things they can do right. I mean, I looked at the Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans played in week one, for crying out loud. You can take whatever you want out of that one. It's pretty much irrelevant going into the playoffs. But again, there are a few little things that you want to take. But Seattle is playing so well right now. They're putting up 30 points per game towards this latter part of the season. And there was a moment, and this goes back to mid-November, and against Arizona, in which they lost a game at home to the Cardinals. And there was a couple of feelings about where Seattle was at that moment. Seattle didn't play all that awful, but they lost to the better team, the team that is pulling ahead in the division. There's a momentum switch that they're taking over a division that was once Seattle's and where they owned it. Then they start winning some games, including a big game against Pittsburgh in which two offensive teams are kind of going at it. They win two big road games. They close out the season with the win on the road at Arizona. So they've been tested on the road and they have won games on the road pretty big against two playoff teams in the Vikings and the Cardinals. But this will be a test to run through this NFC on the road the whole way as the number six seed. We've seen it done. But Seattle is going to have, this is a big road to take. 800-777-2907 is the number. It is Tony D here on the Nighttime on Yahoo Sports Radio.